Okay, let's pick up with our discussion of Odom Mu'ud La'olam. We discussed the Shita of Tosfos and the Shita of the Ramban. A little bit of a heated discussion towards the end of the shiur yesterday, in terms of trying to understand the Shita of the Ramban and perhaps the Nafkamina between the Ramban and the Baal Yatosos. So before we take that even further, let's take a look at the remaining shitas that we have, namely the shita of the Rashba and the shita of the Nimuke Yosef. So we're not going to read the whole Rashba or the whole Nimuke Yosef for that matter. We need just a volunteer to read the pertinent portions of those two. Someone brave. The Rashba? We'll start with the Rashba. You guys worked on the Rashba today? Okay. Shmuel
says dark, right?
Yeah, one second. Is it Yonah?
Yep.
Is it Vishmuel or Ushmuel?
Ushmuel.
So Ushmuel.
Vishmuel.
Vishmuel.
Right?
Yeah,
Vishmuel.
Why?
What was the
numerical?
Bumaf rule.
What?
Bumaf rule. Bumaf rule is that it's V unless the letter following the Vav is one of the Bumaf letters. Okay, having gotten that out of the way, let's continue.
Shmuel.
Good.
Shmuel says, the dark, the filu,
to the man de Omar. Even according to the man de Omar, that you should be chayev, right. And to Omar, mikol mokom lechayev.
De hamar vina et ones.
Mi petza tachas pata. Shilhi perek ketzad arego.
So maybe you'd say that he's kind of in all the places.
Maybe you'll say even as an onus, he's also chayiv.
If he does an injury on top of another, like
no, that's a pasuk. That's the pasuk.
Okay.
So marbinan esa ones, you'll tell me that the one who damages accidentally should be included. Marbinan is included, like through a riboy. Be included from petza tachas potza. Could eat the b'shili parakeets at a rego, like is established at the end of parakeets at a rego.
Amar Rava, nafal min hagag ruach sheina mitzuya,
vehezik.
Vehezik chayav al hanezik.
Stop. Case, what's the case over there? Guy climbs up on a roof.
And he falls off because of a not normal wind. So
right, really abnormal wind. So what are you going to say? Oh, that's onus. Not his fault.
No, he's chayav.
Gemara says Yichayev. Why is Yichayev? So the Rashba says. So we see the Gemara stands to the proposition,
damage,
right? Yichayev for any onus, just like you are for Ratzon.
The Gemara is saying that, the Rashba. The Gemara is saying that.
So what's the no? But he's bringing this up as a problem. The Rashba is introducing this case over there as a potential problem over here. Why should it be different
this
than the guy breaking
onus?
He's calling into question.
He's calling into question.
What are you telling me? Just because you walked where it was dark and you couldn't see, and therefore you had to smash these things, that's why you put there. That's onus, and I'll show you that your onus, your chayev. The Gemara says, guy falls off the roof in the wind is chayev. So what's the you have to distinguish them now?
So the difference is, would the difference be the shlomer to onus gamor lower off to Torah afilu b'nizkiyadam?
He says, okay, I'll tell you why the difference. I'll tell you why the different cases. The case where you fall off the roof apparently is onus, but it's not onus gomor. And onus gomor lo rabsa Torah afilu b'nizkei adam.
What does rabsa mean?
It wasn't included from the same lashon as marbina and riboy. Was not included, meaning when the pasuk tells us that you're chayev, or the pasuk teaches us that you're chayev for onsin just like you would for intentional damages, it doesn't include onus gomor. That's the Rashba.
Meaning what? That onus gomor, you wouldn't be chayav.
Onus gomor is a type of onus that you put it for.
It's not like an excuse. It's not
no, if I care. Onus gomor is an excuse.
It is
an excuse. Onus gomor is a basis for pottering you from...
I thought you just said it's not included in the Torah.
It's not included in the Torah's mandate that you be chayav.
Oh.
It's not included in the limud for Adam Mu'ad
Olam. Onus gomor does work as a way out.
Onus gomor is an exception to Adam Mu'ad Olam.
But it doesn't apply to the guy who fell off the roof.
That's because that's not onus gomor.
Right. It's supposed to
because that's not onus gomor.
Afela is onus gomor.
What's that? Afela apparently is onus gomor. Right.
So what's falling off the roof from a straw wood? That's just...
It's less than Onus Gomer, something less than Onus Gomer. It's Onus, but not Onus Gomer. Yeah, you shouldn't have gone up there. It's very windy. What are you doing up there? You see the weather vanes swinging around. Why are you up there? Right? You assume the risk.
Okay.
All right? Just read a little bit further. Right, now he has to get that case on the table, the case of the sleepers.
If two guys are sleeping, but one went to sleep first, and then another, his friend comes along after him and sleeps next to him, he's the blue one.
He being who?
The second guy.
The second guy. The second guy.
What's Kaney?
It means somehow dealing with. I'm not sure exactly what word he's referring to. Saying the intent of the Mishnah is the following case. Bishahoyu, could be that's Kavana. Could be that's supposed to be Kavana. I'll be honest, I mean, the better thing to do is probably to actually check the printed Rashba. It could be that this is the mistake. The stuff is entered in by people. Okay, so it's possible that it's a mistake. Okay, in any event, we know what it means. He's saying that this is the intent of the Mishnah, that what? One guy's sleeping, the other guy comes along and lies down next to him, and showing us how, in fact, that's done. Very, very good. Right? Ubo chaviron la chaviro leishen eitzlo hu hamuad. V'chem perek el hanayrus. Gabe hiniach lehen avi en para shu'ula. God. Borrowed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Perek El Nairos. Father left them, meaning left behind, a bar of cow.
Right. They ate it.
Right. They thought it was his cow. In fact, it was the neighbor's cow.
So they pay the owner for cheap meat.
Right, they pay
not
for the
not for
everything else.
Basar bazul is cheap meat.
Basar bazul, I mean, basically like
the cheapest market price.
Right, market price.
Yeah. But not for the damages.
Not for the damages. Not for inconveniencing them. Not for the loss of being able to work. La mishum tashlu mi nezek. Right, it's not because of nezek. Ela the mishami lefimasha. Nanu, v'lo hakol ela kedmei basar bezol.
They were only enjoying the.
That's it. That's a separate reason why they have to pay. Why? Because that's what he calls what? That's onus gomer.
The Rosh was saying that's why he's paying, or this is the Gemara still.
The Rosh was saying that's the reason why he pays over there.
The Gemara says they
paying,
have to pay.
You're not paying for. The Gemara says you have to pay mashe nana. The Rosh was saying that's not nezek.
That's strictly.
So it's
because
still
of. Yeah, showing you that's Onus Gomer.
And did the Ramban go into that case? Like, would the Ramban have an answer?
What would the Ramban say about that case?
Because there's no, like, we were just trying to figure out.
Daniel's asking a good question. How is the Ramban's Mahalach going to fit with that case? By the other cases, it fits in, right?
We tried looking up the original Gemara for it and just said, like, that if you. It's like about if a father had stolen it, his children get the inheritance.
That's a mission, right?
The mission was like...
Right, I have to get back to you. I think that is dealt with. One of the classic Achronim deals with that question. How's Ramban? The Ramban's whole basis for pottering the Mazik is the Pshia of the Nizak. And how over here are you going to tell me that the Nizak was Poshea and that's why...
Because it sounds like in the over case here, the family potter. Goes right over and just starts taking stuff. There wasn't like some
and the relatives
process.
Just show up.
Yeah, there wasn't some process. There
right.
wasn't
no
like
probate.
An announcement
saying, right.
Come get your stuff. Before.
What's the response? What did they do wrong?
Nothing.
Well, that's what you have to ask.
So why, yeah, like, shouldn't he be paid damages?
According to Ramban, they clearly did something wrong. That's what it seems like.
They have to say that they have somehow poshaya.
Right. Because he doesn't belong when he's coming.
Ramban says that the
in those cases where
the cow.
What your friends are saying is that you have to say that.
Right.
The question is, how is that true?
Right.
So, all right, let's table that. We'll come back to that. All right, let's take a look now at the at the Nimukei Yosef.
So
the Rashba, what's the Rashba's basis for distinction? Onis Gomer. When are you Potter? Onis Gomer. Less than Onis Gomer? That's it. You're still Chayev. You want to ask me something?
No, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
No, I figured out my question.
Okay.
So there's no difference between him and Tosfos?
I didn't say that. What's Tosfos say? Tosfos uses the term Onis Gomer at the outset, but what's their main major distinction? Onis Kein Geneva and Onis Kein Aveda. Rashba doesn't mention anything about that. Rashba just says Onis Gomer.
Onis, according to Tosfos, what's the difference between Onis Gomer and Onis Kein Geneva?
Onis Kein Geneva is still somewhat, related to what happened. You know, it's still your.
So Tosfos more lenient.
More lenient, I guess you can call it that.
You could be doing more things.
You could get away with more and still be potter.
More
onus
is allowed.
Yes, that's right. More types of onus would be allowed. That's a good way to put it.
What is the case of Kain Aveda? I mean, Kain Aveda.
What about the Nimukei Yosef?
That's it.
Well, we're going to try to explain it, but let's just get the facts first. Let's take a look at the Nimukei Yosef Umihu. Start in the middle of that. Still a paragraph. All right, let's start in the middle of the paragraph. Anyone? I mean, what you see from the Rashba again, there's a sort of refrain over here. Onis Gomer, Onis Gomer, Onis Gomer. Right? That's what he's all about. He's all about Onis Gomer. What about the Nimukei Yosef? Umihu. Start in the middle there. Umihu. When we talk about Onsin, that some that you're chayef for, some that you're not chayef for, what are we talking about? Someone want to read?
Umihu. Hashi really wanted me to read.
It's the bold. Oh, you have the
bold word.
The bold word. Mihu ba'onas.
Huma.
See it? Umihu.
Umihu.
Not vimihu, right? Go ahead. Huma. Good.
Umihu ba'onas da amran. Techayev ben nezer. Hainu she'eno ones gomor mamish.
Good. Ones gomor mamish. Ones gomor mamish, that's what you're. That's when you're potter. Anything that's less than Onis Gomer Mamish is. Your mamish is in brackets. So
why does he use strange language? Onis de Amran. Dechai ben Ezek chayinu she eno onog.
Right. That which we say that you're chayiv be'onsin when you perform hezek, when you're a mazik, oh, that's onis that does not fall into the category of Onis Gomer Mamish.
All right.
Kigon, for example.
Kigon, haisolo evan bechiku.
Bechiko. We'll see this case later on. There's a case where you have a rock.
His bosom.
You have a rock on your lap or in your in your bosom.
This one's that word.
Right.
That's all I want. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Afal
pishalo hekira meolam. You didn't realize that you had this rock. Somehow the rock wound up on your lap.
Mishum di baile lemechash.
So you get up and you cause damage with this rock. You are seated next to your friend's collection of rocks. Ming Dynasty vases, and you have a rock on your lap that you didn't even know about. What happens? Your luck would have it. As you sit up, this rock slides off your lap and smashes one of the vases. You're chayev. Why are you chayev?
It's not Onis Gomer.
It's not Onis Gomer.
But it's like,
why is it not Onis Gomer?
Shema haniach eze davar bechiku.
Bechiko.
Bechachu. So, I mean, he should be aware of
you
what
should be
like.
Aware that maybe at some point you put something on your lap and then forgot about it. That's what a person has to do. According to the Mukhi Yosef, a person has to be cognizant of the fact that he may have had something on his lap. So since he didn't exercise the proper standard of care, because he didn't check his lap before standing up, and then as a result of not doing that, he caused damage, he's chayiv. That's not Onis Gomer. Yeah. It was avoidable. Basically, it was avoidable.
So this could be the Ramban, no? This would be a case of poshe on the guy holding the rock on his lap. He has to be cognizant of what.
No, but he's the mazik over here. The Ramban only holds that you're chayiv, that you're potter when the nizak is poshe. All right? The guy with the rock is chayiv. The question is, why is he chayiv? So the Nimukei Yosef says it's chayiv because that's Onis. That's Onis that you could have avoided. That's not Onis Gomer. But what's the case of Onis Gomer? Aval ones gomor could go and hold the Yerushalmi shebach chaver v'yashan etzlo poter. If I hit you in my sleep after I went to sleep and you came over next to me, then that's ones gomor. What could I have possibly done about that?
Kedamrina derachmana patre.
That's poter.
Dichtiv.
All right, then he gets into the pesukim. We know that's not our issue right now. Okay. So let's just review the facts. The Mukha Yosef says, when is it that you potter? On his gomer. Anything less than that, you're chayev. Rashba? When are you chayev? Ones, when are you potter? On his gomer. Rashba and Mukha Yosef are essentially the same. Rashba and Mukha Yosef are essentially the same. The question is now, where do they fit as between the two major shitos here, the Ramban and the Baal HaTosfos? Where do they fit in? So I'll be honest. When I originally learned the sugya, I assumed that the Ramban, Rashba, was basically like Tosos. Tosos, when he distinguishes between Ones Kein Aveda and Ones Kein Geneva, he means Ones Gomor, not Ones Gomor. Ones Gomor Mamish, and not Ones Gomor Mamish. That's what I thought. But it seems that when the Rav learned the sugya, he understood that there are three camps over here, three shitos. Let's just review what we said yesterday, and then we'll try to fit the Nemuka Yosef in, and then I'll tell you the way the Rav learned the Nemuka Yosef. So what do we say about the machlokes between the Ramban and Tosfos? Avi, you want to remind us? Remember?
Yeah.
Okay. What's that? You only here for a second? Okay.
Tosfos. Patur happens only based on the honest degree of the master. Right?
Well, let's start with this question. What is it that's machayev you as an Adam HaMazik? What makes you a chayev for damage? Is any damage that you cause something that you're responsible for? Pshia. Noun form, right? Pshia. You're chayev for pshia. When you cause damage that's a result of your pshia, that's what you're chayev for. Okay. This is Tosos. Right? Good. So now what? Now, according to that approach, it makes sense to start asking, well, what type of onus were you? Right? To what degree were you responsible? If I'm making you chayef for your negligence, well, how negligent were you? I could start saying, okay, a certain level of negligence is so benign that really it's like you didn't do any negligence. You didn't commit any negligence. Where on the negligence continuum does your action fall? Are you in the land of Ones Ke'ein Aveda, which there is some level of negligence? Or is your negligence so minimal that it's almost like not negligence at all? Ones Ke'ein Geneva. So very, very little onus. Very little of pshia, sorry.
Which is more pshia?
Which is more pshia? Ones Kain Aveda.
No, but I'm saying Ones Kain
Aveda
or Ones...
Ones Gomer? No, Ones Kain Geneva is
kind of
closer to Ones Gomer. Ones Kain Aveda is closer to pshia.
Okay, so Kain Gomer still...
Kain... You have Ones Gomer. You have Ones Gomer over here, and you have Pshia over here. Right? Ones Gomer being best case scenario, and then you have Pshia worst case scenario.
Pshia Veda.
Now you have Ones over here. So where Ones Kain Geneva is, let's say we'll call it the first level of Ones, because it's still pretty close to Ones Gomer. And then as you get closer to Pshia, you have Ones Kain Aveda. Okay? All right? I thought it was your shoe. I thought it was your shoe, Phil. It's before your time. Now let's get to the Ramban. What do we say about the Ramban? So again, it's according to Tosfos, now it makes sense. If you're talking about Pshia, now I can say, okay, well, what type of onus is it? Onus Gomor? Was it onus Kain Geneva? Onus Kain Aveda? Because that's what we're interested in. Right? It makes sense. You're not Chayev. Unless you committed some significant type of Shia. But what about the Ramban? What's the Ramban saying? Right, because what are you chayef for? What are you chayev for?
What's the mazik?
What is the mazik chayev for?
For damages.
Damages that you caused through a maisa hezek. Right. Damages that are a result of your maisa hezek, that's what you're responsible for. Pshia doesn't talk about pshia. So if that's the case, I don't care about onus. Don't tell me onus. I don't care about onus. He says that's not the reason why you're putter in those cases that you putter from. He says, you know why you putter in those cases? Because the person who was injured brought it on himself. So he was posheya. It's only because the nizak brought about his own damages. That's why you're putter. But if you're the one that created the hezek, and there's no other contributory negligence on
the
part.
You're the main man in the.
You're the one that did the maisa hezek. Over here, when the nizak is posheya, he did the maisa hezek. Basically, he's chayav for that. Okay, good.
If you're posheya, the guy.
Posheya. If you're posheya.
Posheya, the guy.
If you are posheya.
Yeah.
You as the mazik.
No. You as the
nizak. Right. Then the mazik is just
you turn him into the tool
exactly.
For breaking your thing.
That's right. Or for injuring you.
He's not a non-mu'ad.
Exactly, he's not the mu'ad. You're the mu'ad. It's like you took that guy and you made him hit you while he was sleeping. You picked him up while he was sleeping and you made him hit you. You're not going to chayiv him for that. What do you want from him? That's right. He's not the mazik. You're the mazik. It's a self-inflicted wound, according to the Ramban. Self-inflicted damage. Because the Ramban is only looking at you as the mazik in terms of the maisa hezek. Who did the maisa hezek? It's almost always you. Unless the nizak is posheya. But even when there's onus, I don't care about onus, says Ramban, because you're the mazik. Mazik, all the mu'ad la'olam. Right? Now what about the Muki Yosef Rashba? So I'll be honest. I always assumed that onus, it's the same thing like the Tosos' distinction. But the Rav learned not that way. So what would you say? Okay, good. Good. So let me read to you how the Rav presented the first two camps, and then with the Lashon, this is Rabbi Reichman's Lashon, but with that Lashon, maybe we could see how the Muki Yosef would fit in. All right, I'll read the first paragraph. This is on page Kufpei Beis of the Rishimos. If you guys want to check it out later, he writes, L'shem bir ha-machlokes, meaning he's talking now about the Ramban above Metzia and Tosos over here. Aleinu lachkar, we have to investigate. He says it a little differently than we said it. Bittul chovas hashmira means it's a failure to exercise the proper standard of care. A failure to exercise proper standard of care. Is that what makes you chayev for mazik? Basically, we call that pshia. Right? It's a fancy way of saying pshia. A failure to exercise proper standard of care means you're negligent. That's the same way that we said it. So he says, the question is the machayev for a mazik failure to exercise proper standard of care to prevent this from happening? Just like if I have an animal and my animal gores, well, let's see, under what circumstances did it gore? Did I lock it up and keep it all locked up and some crazy circumstances occurred such that it got out and it injured? Well, yeah, I couldn't avoid that. Or did I not leave it? I had a wild animal and I left it and it went and damaged. I didn't exercise proper standard of care. Is that the same barometer that we use to measure the obligations of an adam? Or do we say no? We just look to whether or not the man caused the damages. So he says, like we did, that Tosos is mechayev for bittul chovas hashmir. According to Tosos, the point of chiyuv, the mechayev, that which is mechayev you, is your failure to exercise proper standard of care. V'lachein poter ba'onis ke'ein geneva ki ba'ofen hazeh ein la'ashimo be'bitul chovas hashmira. You can't tell me that I demonstrated a lack of care when the type of onus that took place was onus ke'ein geneva. You're not going to tell me I'm a bad guy. Okay, maybe I could have been even a little bit more careful, but I was so careful, just maybe to some small extent, I wasn't careful. You can't tell me that I displayed wanton disregard for the nizak. It's not what I did. You can't call me a mazik. You're going to tell me I'm an injurer? I'm a chovel? I'm a mazik? How are you going to say that? I did everything up to the 99th level of shmira. So it's ones ke'ein geneva. Meidach, on the other side, the Ramban sover shemachayv hu maisa nezek, and therefore gam adam hamazik bonus gomer is chayav me'achas shenase maase nezek. Unless what? Unless there's a posheya. So again, according to Ramban, even an out the fullest possible onus is still going to be a chiyafiyah. Unless there's some way that the nizak could be blamed. Right? Good. So now, where's Nemuki Yosef fit in here? Shitas ha-Nemuki Yosef mitba'eres be'echad mishtei drachim. He wants to say that you can really explain Nemuki Yosef in one of two ways. How would you explain it? Yeah, why? I'm saying that's svara wise. In other words, is it the Ramban? Is it the Tosfos' approach? Is it a different approach?
It seems like it's a Tosfos' approach.
Okay, you want to say it's more similar to Tosfos' approach?
I mean, originally I thought it was. The Rashbah originally thought it was the Ramban, but I was way off. So I didn't get to the Nemuki Yosef, but right now.
Rashbah and Nemuki Yosef essentially the same Shita.
Right, so it seems that it's like Tosfos.
Similar, more similar to Tosfos, right. But there's a deviation. Because they're saying you only pop their phone as Gomor. Tosfos is saying even a little bit less than Onus Gomer is still going to be is still going to be a pitur.
So they're focusing on the same party though of the.
Good. Wait. What's the point of distinction? Where they deviate? Make that point. I think it's correct. I think it's proper to when you see something like this, it's a good lesson. I think when you see shitas lining up like this. So some are of the opinion that it can only be two main shitas, and then you know the third shita is a deviation of one of the other shitas. I don't think that's always the case. I think sometimes it can have three different shitas. But here, what do you see? You see that the Rashba and the Nemuki Yosef are essentially like Tosfos, because what are they dealing with? Like Daniel's saying, they're dealing with the onus of the mazik. They're involved with that analysis. But what? They're differing with Tosfos on one nekuda. What's that nekuda? How much onus? Onus gomor, or only onus kein geneva?
Because Tosfos would say even just onus.
Onus Kain Geneva you potter for. Tosfos is more forgiving. Tosfos is more forgiving. So the Nemuki Yosef says, Onus Kain Geneva, no, that you're going to be chai for that. Onus Gomer, fine, that you potter for. Why?
Where would there be a case?
See, what we're saying now is really that they're arguing just on the degree. They're really agreeing, essentially, right, as far as what makes you potter, what makes you chai.
Exactly.
Well, they're agreeing insofar as it is the failure to exercise proper standard of care that makes you chayav. The only question is, what's that standard of care?
Where do they get their basis to give that?
That's a good question. That we really don't know. And even the truth is, when the Rav presents his two possibilities, he only goes so far. He says that you can understand one of two possibilities. Possibility number one is, Shamachayev ba'odam hamazik who bitol chovas hashmira, achon Nemuki Yosef yeshir acher metosos. Nemuki Yosef has a slightly different yardstick with which we measure the culpability of the mazik. Va'af ba'onis ke'ein geneva yesh hafaras chovas hashmira machayevas al odam hamazik. According to Nemuki Yosef, onis ke'ein geneva is still too much of a lapse. In your standard of care.
Onus kein geneva?
According to the Nemuki Yosef.
Really? I thought it was just...
Right? According to the Nemuki Yosef, that's too much responsibility. Too much negligence. Why? I don't know. It's hard to say why.
I thought he said he was there for a veda.
Everyone agrees onus kein
aveda.
Tosfos says for onus kein aveda, you're chayav for that. You're chayav for that. Everyone is asking the same question. Everyone's forced to ask the same question. How is it that some cases we find that you potter, and yet the Mishnah says, by onsen you're chayiv? So they all have to distinguish between those cases that you potter for and the general rule that by onus you're chayiv. Avi, I'm not sure that you're doing is a good idea. I just don't think it's going to end well. Right?
What was this?
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I know that. All right. Now, alternatively, he suggests the following: Inami l'dasa Nemuki Yosef hamachayiv ba'adam hamazik hu masa nezik. Maybe the Nemuki Yosef really agrees with who? What's the possibility?
Ramban.
Maybe the Muki Yosef slash Rashba, really they're in Ramban's camp. Okay, but if they agree with the Ramban, then why use this terminology? Ach ba'ones gomor pokach halos maisa mazik. The same thing that we said for the Tulsos that the Muki Yosef would say over here. I'm sorry, the same thing we said for the Ramban. The Muki Yosef would say at this point. At the point where it's onus gamur.
Wait, hold on. How is it possible
to be like the Ramban? Maybe really the Muki Yosef holds that the machayev for Adam Amazik is what? Is the Maisa Hezek.
That's what we thought.
But, no, that's what we said about the Ramban.
Yeah, we thought the Rashba and the...
Oh, you thought that one.
We thought he was more like the Ramban. We thought that the opening of
that
part was that it's if the guy puts a stumbling block. Like, that's what he's focusing on. So if the person who gets his property damage is doing something foolishly, basically he's Mashiach, but he's saying, like, if he... If he's doing that, that's how he...
That's how he's going to become potter.
That's how the other guy gets potter, because he was a stumbling block.
So that's what the Rav wanted to say. Is that what you meant before? Is that
what
you meant?
That's what we were going on. And then we weren't sure what we saw on his, because that
we got thrown off at the end.
No, we also got thrown off at the beer with the VH Lord on his gumber. We thought it was saying that on his gumber, like it wasn't on his gumber. This isn't on his, but that's not the reason. We thought it was saying the reason is because of the stumbling block.
So let's just flesh this out a little bit, the second possibility. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that this is what you meant.
I don't even know if I exactly knew 100% what I was saying.
Okay, but the second possibility is that the Muki Yosef is not like Tosfos, even though they seem to both be dealing with Onus. Really, the Muki Yosef is more like the Ramban. Really, he's of the opinion of the Ramban that you're chayev if you'd performed a Maisa Hezek. But what happens when there's Onus, Gomor, it's not a Maisa Hezek. Not a Maisa Hezek. When it's Onus Gomor, what you did is not called a Maisa Hezek. That's why you potter. And you only potter for Maisa Hezek. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, well, Onus Gomor is still a Maisa Hezek. The only time it's not a Maisa Hezek is where there's Pshia. See, either way, you could put the Muki Yosef in either camp, and just that they're arguing on one point. Muki Yosef could really be agreeing with Tosfos essentially, but they're arguing as to the degree of Pshia that makes you Chayev for failure to exercise the proper standard of care. Or the Muki Yosef could be agreeing with the Ramban insofar as it is Maisa Hezek that's Mechayiv. Just the question is, at what point did your action not rise to the level of a Maisa Hezek? Is it only where there's another contributory negligent party, i.e. the Pshia of the Nizak? Or is it where there's Onus Gomer on your part? So the Ramban would say, no, Onus Gomor on your part still enough to call you Maisa, call your Maisa Hezek. Yeah. Right? And then Muki Yosef would say, no, Onus Gomor, your Maisa is not a Maisa Hezek, but the Pshia of the Nizak, that might still be called a Maisa Hezek on your part. So we don't know what the Muki Yosef would say about the Pshia of a third party, of the second party. But right? This is what you meant?
I don't know exactly what I meant.
So he wants to say, by the way, the Rav wants to say that from the Lashon of the Muki Yosef, it's more mashma this way.
Right, okay.
It's more mashma that he agrees with the Ramban. Why? Because he brings the pasuk. What's the pasuk that the Muki Yosef brings as a raya? Remember the pasuk that he brings? No. L'vila nara lo sasa davar. That's Onus Gomer.
Where is it?
Yeah, the Muki Yosef. Doesn't he quote that pasuk?
Yeah, we stop there.
Right. That pasuk stands for the proposition that an Adam Amazik is potter in the case of Onus Gomor. Why? Oh, because he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. Does everyone see the two possible ways of learning the Muki Yosef?
Yeah, then there he's holding like Tosfos.
No, Onus Gomor is his lashon. Tosfos has.
I mean, your mazik's part of the onis gomor would be like the.
That by onus gomor your chalos maisa nezek is not there, like it says ukidir sivil on aralos asedavar. Why? Because you didn't do anything, meaning it's not a maisa hezek. Onus gomor is not a maisa hezek. Right. Does anyone see this? I'll say it again. Basically, you have two clear shitas. The Ramban shita is clear, and Tosfos shita is clear. And he wants to explain it, it's clear, right? Tosfos is preoccupied with what? Onus. Why? Because Tosfos wants to know about your pshia. Are you pshia or not pshia? Okay, but now we have this interim area called onus. Okay, onus kein gneva, there's not really any pshia to speak of. Some level of responsibility, but nothing really significant. Onus kein aveda? No, that's already, that's close to being posheya. So for that, yichayev. Okay, so now we see that the Tosfos' whole view is based on the pshia of the mazik. Why? Because it's the pshia of the mazik that's mechayev. So once it's the pshia of the mazik that's mechayev, now I can start to make these chilukim. How posheya were you? That's why I could distinguish between onus kein geneva and onus kein aveda. Because my whole analysis is pshia based. She is the mechayev for the Adam HaMazik. But if the mechayev for Adam HaMazik is simply the fact that I did a Maisa Hezek, I don't care if there's onus involved or not, or pshia involved or not, I'm just concerned with the fact that there's damage, and you caused the damage, then onus is not going to matter to me. What's going to be your only saving grace? If you're not the one that did the Maisa Hezek. And how can that be? If there's a nizak that's posheya. Nizak posheya means that the nizak did the maisa hezek. So once you see that, those are two shitos that stand, you know, on two sides of the equation. What's the mechayev? Pshia or hezek? Okay, now we have the Nemuka Yosef. Where's the Nemuka Yosef? Nemuka Yosef says the only thing it popped for is onus gomor. Well, what does that mean? What we're saying now, it means one of two things. Either it means that he agrees with Tosfos, just argues on the fine distinction between Onis Gomor and Onis Kein Gneva, whereas Nemuka Yosef says, no, Onis Gomor, fine. That's no pshi on your part, and therefore you're potter. Onis Kein Gneva, no, there's still some pshi there, you still chayev. He's more machmir than Tosfos. Mechayev you even for pshi, for Onis Kein Gneva. Right? As I said, that's what I thought. Seems to me that that's much more similar. And the truth is, if you look in the Rashba, in the Masada Rav Kook Rashba, in the notes, and they bring down the Rashba Shita, in the footnote, they seem to include Nemuka Yosef and Tosfos as being all the same Shita, as opposed to the Shita of the Ramban. Ramban stands alone, and all those Shitas, they learned it as being similar. And that's the way I understood it. Once you see the Rav opens up your eyes to the fact that, no, you can learn Nemuka Yosef as being like the Ramban. How so? That maybe Nemuka Yosef is looking at Onis Gomor as another way of saying that you're not the Mazik. He agrees with the Ramban. Really, it's all about whether or not you did a Maisa Hezek. The Ramban says there's only one way you didn't do the Maisa Hezek, if the Nizak was Posheya. But the Nemuka Yosef comes along and says, no, there's another way that you could be not the Mazik, not the one to have done the Maisa Hezek, and that is if it's Onis Gomor. If it's Onis Gomor, even though there's no other Pshia on the part of anyone else, what you did is not called a Maisa Hezek.
Why is that similar to Ramban?
Because the Ramban is focused on whether or not your Maisa was a Maisa Hezek. The Ramban just says that the only way for your Maisa not to be Maisa Hezek is if there's another Mazik, i.e. a Posheya, a Nizak that's Posheya.
Right.
Whereas the Nemuka Yosef could be saying that even where you did the Maisa without the Pshia of a Nizak, but you did it as an Onis Gomor, that's not called Mazik.
That's different than Tosfos, who's saying that if you're an Onis Gomor, what changes?
The Pshia. There's no Pshia.
Right.
But that's still both on the party caused.
They would both agree in result,
right,
by Onis Gomor, you potter. The question is why?
And also they don't.
But they're both saying that the Onis.
That's correct.
Right. But in either version, Nemuka Yosef saying that the question is on the person who would originally be called a mazik, right?
No. Yeah, was the mazik posheya? Was he posheya? That's Tosfos land.
Okay.
Was he a mazik? I don't care about Pshi or not.
Oh, was he a mazik at all?
That's the...
So Ones,
was there a Maisa Hezek?
So his second verse would be, Ones makes you no longer a mazik.
That's right. Makes you no longer... Makes you.
Ramban looks at what the other guy do.
That's right.
Or are you a mazik?
That's right.
Makes you no longer Pshi.
No, makes you no longer... According to Tosos, it makes you not Poshea.
Right.
According to the Ramban, it makes your Maisa not a Maisa Hezek.
So there could come a case where...
that's Ramban, why within Tosos, there's a slight deviation between Ones Gomer and Ones King and Eva. He's only one to go so far. I'm going to say Ones Gomer. If you put him in the Tosos camp, his machlokus with Tosos is, how far do we go by saying there's no Pshia here? Is it Ones Gomer or even Ones King and Eva? That's the machlokus. If you put him in the Ramban's camp, it's what does it take in order to not make me a person who is engaged in a Maisa Hezek? Does it take a Nizakus Poshea or does it take even Ones Gomer on my part?
So
they would still argue. They're just arguing about it's a smaller divide.
Nuki Yosef doesn't hold on with Olam.
They all hold Adam with Olam. The Mishnah, that's
well,
a rule.
Tosfos kind of
everybody holds Adam with Olam.
But really? Tosfos
doesn't really hold that.
Of course he does.
Out. Like he's saying, if
Adam with Olam, when there's Pshia. If there's an element of Pshia, that's significant Pshia, Adam with Olam.
Tosfos saying that's what Adam with Olam means.
That's how he's means that man, when he causes damages, by virtue of the fact that damages come about through his failure to exercise his proper standard of care, he's chayev. But once I could show you that the resulting damages didn't come from his failure to exercise proper care, that's not an Adam Mu'ul Olam anymore.
No, because the Tosos would say in a case where Ones Gomer,
no, you're not. That's not Pshia. There's no Pshia. No, that's right. That's not because it doesn't come from Pshia.
In the case of the Ramban, according to Ramban, he would still say Adam Mu'ul Olam.
That's right.
Taken away from you by the.
That's right, because Ramban cares about whether or not you did Hezek. If you did Hezek, you're right. It's a much stricter view
of Adam Mu'ul Olam.
That's right.
So it's not that doesn't have a strict view. That's right. Nuki Yosef doesn't have a strict view as Ramban.
No,
depends.
No, also
it depends where you put Nuki Yosef, right? If you put Nuki Yosef in the Ramban's camp, then they're only arguing over whether or not. Ones makes you a mazik or not, makes your maisa hazik or not. If you put him in Tosos' camp, they're arguing over how much Ones is still Pshia.
Can you repeat that if you put him in the Ramban camp again?
If you put him in the Ramban's camp, what he's really saying is that we care about maisa hazik. But the question is, as an Ones Gomor, are you a mazik or not? According to the Muki Yosef, Ones Gomor would take you out of the camp of being a maisa hazik. Whereas Ramban would say, no,
right.
You're still a mazik. The only way you're not going to be a mazik is if someone else is the mazik.
Right, so that's really different.
Yeah, that's really different.
So I would say right there that the Muki Yosef would be has a less strict view of Adam Mu'ul Olam. Even
again, the Ramban, yes, that's
yes,
right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true. That's right.
Yeah.
Less strict when you put him in the Ramban's camp.
Right.
More strict when you put him in Tosfos'
exactly,
camp.
Exactly, right.
That's
but even when he's in the Tosfos' camp, he's still less, because Tosfos would be less strict.
That's right. No, he's more strict than Tosos.
Right.
He's more strict than Tosos,
but less strict than
Ramban. Less strict than
Ramban. That's possible, right? Less strict than Ramban. That's right. Okay, so I hope that was a good workout. We have 3 sheetahs. I know you passed the past 12. Props for Avi Markowitz.